This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so Straight Outta Compton, which I reviewed for you last week, was the number one movie in the United States, made, I think, $56 million, which was about double what they expected to make, which is really good. And as I said, it's a mashup. It's long. It's 2.5 hours long, but it's a really good movie. And hip-hop is not my thing. But and a lot of people agreed that it did very well. Man from U.N.C.L.E., which I expected to do a little bit better than it did, it's kind of a throwback, and I guess people just, I don't know, for whatever reason, I think it only made about $13 million, which was, it underperformed. Internationally, I don't know if they released Straight Outta Compton internationally, but Tom Cruise came in number one internationally again. That Mission Impossible has done very well. All right, so we still got 3 weeks of summer left. As of today,
mm-hmm.
and only as of Friday, we only have 20 Fridays until Christmas. I guess, does that mean that Christmas is on a Friday? It must be. Let me just check to make sure about this.
I think it is.
If I had to guess, it was. It absolutely is a Friday. There you go. My birthday's a Saturday this year, which is good, because not having to work on your birthday. It used to be in the old days, you got your birthday off. That was a union holiday. And just came across the wires that the NCAA has said that Northwestern University football players cannot unionize, which I think is the wrong decision. Personally, I think football players should be able. I think anybody should be able to unionize at once too.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, I think what somebody has figured out is how much money colleges and universities make on football. And I think the players are now saying, well, we want part of that, I would guess. Although when you factor in tuition, it may turn out to be a different kind of issue. Right. I don't know what the basis of the NCAA's decision was. Maybe we should check that out. Maybe that they're amateurs, but are the amateurs able to? Well, I'll check it out. At any rate, let's talk about summer treats. So your summer treat was junk food from DQ. Oh, I shouldn't call it that. But nevertheless, I think my favorite, I love corn, so that's one. And I think peaches smell like summer. I think that they are, it's hard to pick a particular summer treat. Although I love fudgicles, and that was Trevor's favorite treat. He wants the ones with the fat and with the sugar, and I will try and get, I think you get one or the other, but not both. And I like popsicles. I mean, I like the old fashioned kind. I don't think you can do it anymore. Remember that you used to get them from the Good Humor Guy, and you would suck the color out of them, and so they would just be like white. I thought those were great. I don't think you can do them anymore. God knows what's in them now. All right, so let's see what other people's summer treats were.
Well, we can start with Janet. Janet says, "I don't want to talk about it. I haven't had it in 6 years."
Well, tell us what it is. She doesn't tell us?
She doesn't want to think about it, I guess.
Well, but you could tell us and then never think about it again.
Janet,
Janet. Janet.
Tracy says watermelon and the ice cream that you get from the ice cream truck guy.
Yeah, there is something about, and they have those again. For a while, they weren't there, but now they have... they've got them at least back in this city. They have them all over every place. But, man, they used to be, I think you used to be able to, like, for a dollar or something, you should. Now they're like $5 and stuff like that. But there was I was at a party where they had an ice cream truck there, and you could have whatever you wanted. That was pretty cool. Liked that a lot. All right, let's see what else. So Janet, you have to call us and tell us what you haven't thought about in 6 years. What could it be?
Darlene says, sitting outside with my coffee early in the morning listening to the birds.
Okay. Well, that brings up another thought. I really love iced decaf. As I mentioned, I made it for my mom. Iced decaf coffee with almost half milk and Splenda or something. I think that's, and I for some reason I don't drink it except in the summer. So there we go.
Dale says, bringing on fresh berries, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, oh so tasty when they're in season, and also half the price they are in off seasons.
Truly. My mother's basic rule of thumb is that whenever fruit is cheap, it's good because it's in season. So, and I tend to agree with her. I think she's right.
Robert says, vanilla ice cream, and I also love some iced coffee.
There you go. Okay.
Julie says, Palisade, Colorado peaches. They are the best.
Yep. Although, let me just share, and maybe you guys have some good ideas about this, that peaches around here, that basically you have to buy them when they'll make your gums bleed. You know, they're not ripe at all. And by the time they ripen, they rot. Because most fruits, you can, like avocados, you can put in a brown paper sack, and they will blow off carbon dioxide, and they will get... Right, but for peaches, I don't seem to have the skill with peaches, and they're one of my favorite fruits. But they're hard to buy just because by the time they ripen, they rot.
Tony is next, and she says, real iced tea.
Now, she talked, yeah, you make it from scratch as opposed from a mix.
Mm-hmm.
And what about sun iced tea? Hmm. Do you know how they make sun iced tea?
I have no idea. I'm not a huge tea person.
You're not a tea guy?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Sun iced tea, basically, you just put the water, you just put cold water and ice in tea bags. And you put them, they actually make special containers for them, but you don't need a special container. And you put it in the window, and the sun heats it up. Huh. And for some reason, it tastes better than when you do it with hot water. I don't know why, but it does. Maybe it just steeps more slowly or something, but it's really worth trying.
Hmm. Marlene says snow cones.
Yeah.
Dave,
those are ones you can suck the stuff out, and so you get all the juice, and then at the bottom, at the very bottom, it's all that sugary stuff. Yeah.
Dave says, a good book, a sandy beach, gentle waves, and a cold beverage.
Are we talking brewski here?
I'm guessing that's what I'm guessing.
That does sound like, it sounds like Margaritaville, doesn't it?
Yeah, that sounds like my kind of thing, too. I would like that sort of
All right, so we got a beach... And we got the waves. Did we talk about suntan lotion at all or not?
He doesn't mention that.
Yeah, I don't think so. And a cool beverage, yeah. Hot and cold running slaves. I don't know. Maybe that'd be good too.
Paul says ice cold beer.
There we go. We knew sooner or later we had to get to brewski.
Yeah, that's I agree with him 100%.
Do we have a special kind of beer, or is just anything will do?
For me, anything cold and light.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you.
I'm a light beer guy, so anything.
So you like Coors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right, so I have two stories to tell you. First of all, I agree. I will put ice in anything. I really like cold.
Mm-hmm.
But when I grew up, as many of you know, in Colorado, so Coors beer was a big deal because it's made in Golden, Colorado. You know, Rocky Mountain spring water. All right, so at one point, my then husband and I had family in Denver, and so we went out to visit, and he was a beer drinker. So we decided to bring two nut cartons, what do you call it, like 24 bottles of beer in my luggage back for.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow we checked the luggage, and the luggage, somebody... It went to France. It never made it to. We were living in Boston, I guess, at the time. So that beer had gotten shipped all over. And apparently, it turns out, which neither of us knew because we were incredibly young and incredibly stupid, that that's illegal because beer was, of course, was not a national brand at that moment. And so basically, you were not allowed to sell. And we had bought it in Colorado. But you're not allowed to import it to other states, apparently. But it was clear that we weren't going to sell it. So I think we actually got the beer back. But it went to France before it came back to us. And it didn't occur to us that if somebody had opened it, we probably would have been in trouble. And they didn't x-ray luggage at that time. And luckily, the beer didn't explode. Because, you know, if you shake carbonated stuff or beers up, that you can... Never mind. That's my beer story, and I am sticking to it. Coors Light in many parts of the country is referred to as water. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about summer treats, and you can hear that there are different perceptions about what a treat is, but I think everybody is on board with the summer part. There is something about the summer that is just kind of a little bit more relaxed, you know, a little more laid back. There, even though we've had a very warm summer, so it's not my favorite time of year. I'm actually one of the people who really likes the fall a lot, but what can I tell you? All right, so Let's hear what other treats people are in favor of.
We have one person that says homemade ice cream or homemade frozen yogurt.
All right. The guys still give me a very hard time about my frozen yogurt, which is, you want to know my frozen yogurt recipe? You take yogurt and you put it in the freezer, which is true. But all right, here's the deal. You just put it in for 20 minutes, because if you put it in more than that, apparently you can freeze yogurt, but it changes the consistency a little bit. But for 20 minutes is just perfect, and then you just put some fruit on it, and there you go. All right, let's keep going.
Allison says, peach cream pie made by me.
Peach cream pie, that sounds delicious. Peach cream, so how do you make the cream? What would that be? All right, so the peaches we get, we love peaches. Peach cream pie. Do you have any idea what that would be?
I have no idea, but it does sound pretty good.
It does. I mean, this peaches and cream does sound good. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Let's see what. All right. Peach cream pie. Let's see if we can find it. Peach cream cheese pie. Peach cream pie. Let's just see what. Peach cream pie filling. Let's see what's. Apparently, it's a no-bake recipe. We like this. I'll bet you it's got peaches and cream pie recipe. Vanilla pudding, flour, milk, butter, and a bit of baking soda. It's an open-faced pie that begs to be served with a great spoonful of ice cream. So there, it doesn't sound bad. Apparently there's, who knew this? Yummy dessert, fresh peaches are best. You can use canned. Never we would do that. White sugar, butter, flour, vanilla extract, peaches, single crust pie. But where's the cream? So one of them used vanilla pudding. Cream the sugar and butter together, apparently. I guess. Wow, there you go. All right, then there's another one that's uncooked. All right, so we get the idea. Sounds yum. Okay, fair enough. What else we got?
Dana says freeze cups, frozen juice in a Dixie cup flipped upside down.
Yeah.
Childhood
treat. I used to make those as a kid. Yep,
childhood
absolutely.
Treat rediscovered. And she, yep. And she also says, "Oh, and my husband's fresh peach cobbler."
Well, see, I'm now a new, I'm a convert, because I've always been better at cakes than pies, but I always made pretty good pie crust. But now, you know, I'm a cobbler girl. I've made the conversion. I mean, first of all, fewer calories, easier to make, doesn't take as long, doesn't get a soggy crust. I'm there. I'm a cobbler girl from now on, in case there's denominational differences here. You know, someone once told me, never talk about religion on the air, but I'm a cobbler girl.
Dana also says tomatoes on the vine.
Yeah, or corn. You know, anything that's just fresh. Blueberries, strawberries, picking raspberries off the... Although raspberries, you tend to get the little scratches on your hand, but sometimes it's worth it. And blackberries. I learned to eat blackberries in France.
Huh.
Picking them on...
And that's what Lorraine also says. She says, fresh fruit in season.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Shannon says, a mojito.
All right. Mojito is that the one with, I think mojitos has got mint, right?
Yep.
And sugar. And is it rum?
I think it's rum.
Well, let's see. Mojitos.
I've only had.
This is turning into a cooking show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mojito recipe. Let's see what it says. I think I know it's original Cuba Libre. We know we don't want sparkling. Oh, I made a lemonade with. I have a what do you call them? They said rum. There we go.
Yep.
Alrighty. I made a for SodaStream. I made just some carbonated water, and I had some lemons around, and that was pretty good. Yeah, so there we go. So mojito is rum and squashed and mint. I'm beginning to be more and more of a fan of mint. So there we go. Okay.
Benedicta says, homemade blackberry applesauce. So easy, so yummy. Make extras to give as surprise gifts.
Homemade blackberry applesauce.
Yeah.
I guess, well, for applesauce, I know what you do is you just cook apples, put a little cinnamon, a little bit of sugar in it. And I guess for blackberries, you just squash them up. Sounds good to me. Although, you know what? The thing is about this time of year that, I mean, if you get a lot of the frozen corn, frozen strawberries, frozen blueberries, or blackberries are delicious strawberries. And for those, I would cook them. But for the summer, I just as soon have them raw if possible. If we're, you know, but although, you know, applesauce, not bad. Not bad. And with blackberries in it. What interesting ideas we have. All right, keep going.
Bruce says, County Fair frozen lemonade.
What's the difference between County Fair and just Street Fair?
Not sure.
Probably the amount of sugar in it. Yeah. Funnel cake. We haven't talked about funnel cake.
Here's one that I think was mentioned earlier from another commenter. Barbara and Maria both say watermelon.
Yeah, there is watermelon's wonderful. And you can now get watermelon almost year-round. It's just more expensive, but I think it comes up from Mexico and or Texas. Probably more from Mexico because it's farther south. But I agree, watermelon is terrific. It's actually very good for you, too. It's a great breakfast food because it's got just enough sugar in it to kind of jumpstart your system, and it acts as a natural diuretic. So I'm a great fan of watermelon, too.
Emmanuel says, this is not me saying this, by the way, this is a different Emmanuel. Emmanuel says beans.
Beans? Like green beans?
He did not specify.
Just beans, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Arlene says ice cream. Francine also says ice cream.
Do you know what no one's mentioned? Which is peas, fresh peas. Because I don't like cooked peas at all because I grew up with them.
Yeah.
You know, but fresh peas are delicious.
Because they've got a little bit of a sweet.
Yeah, they do. They have a lot
of them, don't they?
You know, I'm convinced a lot of the reasons that we like so many. I like carrots. Carrots have a huge amount of sugar in them, which is why carrot cake is so delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And sautéed carrots, yeah. But no one's mentioned peas, which are almost impossible to get. And fiddleback ferns, but those not only are not are a summer vegetable, but they only last for like they only exist for like 2 or 3 weeks total.
Here's one more that hasn't been mentioned yet, which is kind of surprising. Jessica says root beer float.
Yay! And a black cow, which is with a Coke. Yeah, root beer floats, you go, girl. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Meredith, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Meredith.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. I'm just looking for some help with dealing with my in-laws. I've been married 2 years, and my in-laws would love it if I called them mom and dad, and I really don't feel comfortable calling them mom and dad, and looking for another option.
Okay. Well, you could call them, for example, Mama, if her name is Dorothy, Mama Dot or Mama D, which is kind of, you know, street. I had the same problem. I was married very young, and my father-in-law at the time was a PhD at Los Alamos, and his name was Charles. And so I called him, his actual name was kind of Charlie Brown, so I called him George. because I really couldn't call him Charles. I couldn't find it in my heart to do that. So I called him George because his name wasn't George. So it was the only name, and I was obviously the only person who called him George, and that actually worked. So you can just say, Henry, I'd really love to call you. You know, what did your mom call you? Or I could call you Papa, Papa L or whatever. But I think finding something that works out, and especially before you have kids, because you really don't necessarily want to call them Grandma.
But no, and for the first 2 years I called them by, my parents always dealt with their in-laws by first name basis, and so I did for the first 2 years, and my mother-in-law sat me down this summer and said, we really don't like that, and I know you're not going to call us Mom and Dad, so we're trying to find a happy medium, and I just haven't come up with it.
All right, what's her first name?
Pam.
Okay, you can call her Mama P, or, Mama P, you can't really call her Pommy P. Would Mama P work for you, or Mama Pam?
Possibly.
Or Ms. Pam? See, I'm Southerner, so Ms. Pam would actually work for me.
Yeah.
Would that work?
I think she wants to get rid of the Pam altogether.
What's your middle name?
I don't know.
Ask her. Because it's perfect. I mean, what she's saying is we're a little uncomfortable with first name, which is too bad. Because my father-in-law would have been thrilled if I'd called him by his first name. Because I think that's a man thing about younger women and, not wanting to feel. And I certainly wasn't going to call him Mom or Dad. So, and I should call my mother-in-law by her first name. I just couldn't quite do Charles, so I just called him George. And I think how you can present it is, look, I want a special name for you. Do you have a middle name? Do you have a nickname that people called you when you were a kid? And just see, and you work it out together.
Mm-hmm.
But nicknames are terrific. As I said, what's your father-in-law's name?
Bob.
Well, that's Rob, Bob, Papa B. I mean, see if she'll go with the Mama P.
Yeah, okay.
And if not, say, listen, I was thinking Mama P because it just sounds, it just sounds kind of hip, and you're the hippest woman I know or something. Or, do you have a middle name or a nickname or something?
Cause
nicknames, she may have had a name in school that would be really fun for her and fun for you.
Great.
And say, I really would love us to have kind of a special nickname for each other. So instead of saying, no, I'm not going to call you Mom or Dad because I have a mom and dad. And so make it something positive rather than something negative.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You could also call her Meredith Part 2.
Yeah.
Maybe not. All right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You could call her Madam's a Roaster, but that might not work. Melissa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm a longtime listener. I have kind of a problem. My husband and I have been married for 4 years now. I'm 24 years old, and I have a problem with his brother, his younger brother, which is my brother-in-law. He's 22 years old, and he has a serious drinking problem. We got into kind of a discussion or whatnot over New Year's. He wound up coming to my house, getting very violent, and
your brother-in-law?
Yes.
Toward you? Who was he?
Toward my husband. He called my husband to kind of bail him out from the bars. My husband went, picked him up, and brought him back to our house, and he wound up breaking several things in our house. Problem is, I have three young daughters, and I do not want that in my house. I have expressed my concern to my brother-in-law and told him it will never happen again, but my husband doesn't see a problem with that, and I'm having a problem at confronting my husband with that.
How old are your kids?
Let's see. 3 on Saturday, 15 months and 3 months.
Okay. Realistically, my dear, the kids, the 15-month and the 3-month-old, certainly the 3-month-old's out of the equation.
Yeah.
Let's be honest with you. It's not about your kids. It's about you, that you don't need some yahoo being violent in the house. So rather than making it your husband's issue, I would ask permission. I would say, if I were in your shoes, I would say to your husband, look, I don't want to be an issue between you and your brother. But as far as I'm concerned, he's always welcome here when he's stone cold sober. But are we being enablers by allowing him to come here, number one, when he's drunk, number two, to act out? And what does that say about the kids? I mean, first of all, it scares me. Presumably it scares you. That is there a way of saying to your brother, we love you, you're always welcome here, unless you've been drinking? And if you've been drinking, you know, you can, we'll hose you down. But I don't think you're doing him any favor by allowing him to come to your house and act like a jerk.
Well, I told him that just after he sobered up the next morning. I told him, look, this will never happen again, and you will never come to my house again like that. And my husband said, no, he's my brother. He can, I'll bail him out. He's my brother.
Well, then what you have here is not an issue with your brother-in-law, but with your husband.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to be able to confront my husband with.
Well, but you want to take that word out of your vocabulary, my dear, because confrontation by definition is an aggressive act, right? And a confrontation is a war. And in war, there are always body parts strewed along the road, and you don't want that. I mean, we don't want your brother-in-law to be a cause of marital discord. I mean, it sounds like your brother feels some responsibility for him, and presumably part of the reason you're crazy about your husband is he's a really good guy, that, you know, that he supports other people, and he's always there, and he's reliable, and he's everybody's best friend. So we can't love him and hate him for the same thing. I think what we need to do is say to your husband, look, let's look at the consequences of this. I know that you love your brother. I know you feel responsible for him, but is there a way that you can be responsible for him, but not, but not sort of be an enabler of allowing him to come here and act like a jerk? Because part of what people do when they're drunk, when people feel that they can't do anything right, what they'll do is a lot of wrong to get attention. And what you don't want is to set up a situation so when your brother-in-law is feeling particularly unhappy, instead of sort of going to church or, you know, polishing the car or, you know, working on his abs, what he'll do is he'll get drunk or break something, and then what happens is that your brother bails him out, and he sort of sees how far he can push it. That's dangerous. It's dangerous for your family, but most importantly, it's dangerous for your brother-in-law. So maybe taking a walk with your husband today and say, look, I know this is your brother. I know you love him, and I certainly want him to feel welcome here. But let's look. Can we talk with somebody? I talked with Brown about it on the air today, and she said that you don't really want to become an enabler for violent activity because it's dangerous. It's dangerous for our marriage, but most importantly, it's dangerous for your brother. So, I mean, I think rather than confronting him and say, I can't believe you do this, what about the kids, I think I'd say, look, let's look at the effect this is going to have on your brother.
Okay.
And it sounds like you've got the three-year-old who's ready for something.
Yes.
You're on the phone. I need you immediately because I need to show how important I am, and I have two younger siblings, and I used to be the king, so get off that phone, Mom.
Yes.
Or words to that effect. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Melissa. Yeah, what you're trying to do here, it seems to me, is find some kind of middle ground between your husband feeling that he's abandoned his nutty brother when he's been drinking, and you feeling that he's reinforcing negative behavior when he's been drinking. And the answer just may be he can sleep in the garage, or that you can take him to the no-tell motel. And what you may want to do also, so you don't put this entire load on your husband, is presumably you have a relationship with your brother-in-law as well, and say, look, what if... You know, that you can go in the garage and sleep it off, or that you could go, you know, park your... Hopefully he's not driving, which is begs the other question of how he gets to you when he's been drinking. Because if he's driving, that adds a whole different component to it that, in best case scenario, he's going to get a DWI. Worst case scenario, he's going to kill somebody. So, you're a grown-up human being, and rather than putting this entire burden on your husband, who is really feeling caught that he loves his brother, and he also understands your point of view, but he feels like, I mean, and obviously there's some guilt there, because that's what is a motivating factor, which allows us to put up with really lousy behavior from someone that we wouldn't ordinarily put up with, is that we feel guilty about it. Of going to your brother-in-law when he's stone cold sober, it makes no sense to try and talk to anybody when they're drinking. It's just a waste of breath. But saying to him, look, I don't want this to be a bone of contention between your brother and myself. I don't want it to be a bone of contention between you and me. You know, I'm your sister-in-law. I'm not the enemy. I got three kids I got to worry about here, but mostly I'm worrying about you. What can we do? Why are you drinking? What how often is this happening? Is there a way that you can, you know, that maybe you call me and maybe I come and pick you up
up and take you to the local motel motel. But there may be other ways to deal with this, and you dealing directly with your brother-in-law may give both of you some way of doing it. So not only taking your husband for a walk, but maybe taking your brother-in-law when he's stone-cold sober, which may mean at 9 o'clock in the morning, if he's not hungover, and talking with him about it. But try not to back people in the corners, because most of us aren't very nice in a corner. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind you'd like to chat with me about, I've got about, about 8 or 9 minutes here, and then I've got a whole other hour to go, so not a bad time to get in touch with me. We're talking about summer treats, which many of you wanted to call and share with me. Ordinarily, Manny, do you eat before you go on the air?
Rarely. I usually eat afterwards.
Trevor is usually kind of swearing at me at this point because he, you know, is not eating and he's saying, oh, this is, you know, what can I tell you? So, so you're not swearing at me today. You must have had a big breakfast.
Yeah, I did, actually.
There you go. See? Yeah. All right. Because by now, Trevor would be going, he would be gnashing his teeth. And, you know, Trevor gnashes teeth very, very well. What can I tell you? All righty. What else we got?
Diane says Hawaiian shaved ice.
What is that?
I have no idea. I've never heard of it.
I haven't either. Let's see if we can find Hawaiian shaved ice. Well, Hawaiian, I mean, I know what Hawaii is. Does it mean it has a Hawaiian punch? Hawaiian shaved ice machine. All right, let's see what it says. They have a machine for it. They have an electric one. Apparently just shaved ice. All shaved ice is not created equal. Welcome to world famous Yululani's Hawaiian shaved ice. It's an ice-based dessert made by shaving a block of ice. It looks like a snow cone, but they said snow cones are made with crushed rather than shaved ice. Even though it's made with shaved ice, it's called shave ice, not shaved ice in Hawaii. There you go. On the Big Island of Hawaii, it's also referred to as ice shave, although both terms, ice shave and shave ice, are used by locals. It produces a very fine ice that appears snow-like. Flavored syrups are added to the ice, which are absorbed by the ice instead of surrounding it. A properly made shave ice product rarely requires a straw since the flavors are in the ice and not at the bottom of the cup.
Hmm.
Although the traditional American flavors are common, shave ice in Hawaii is often flavored with local ingredients such as guava, pineapple, which I would have guessed, coconut cream, passion fruit, lihing mui, I have no idea what that is, lychee, I do know, kiwi fruit, and mango. Traditionally served in a conical paper or plastic cup with multiple flavors and with a scoop of vanilla ice cream and or azuki bean paste at the bottom of the cup. Sweetened condensed milk drizzled over the top is sometimes called a snow cap. This is a little more complicated than we thought. The style of shave ice is common on the north shore of Oahu as well as on Maui in the Big Island of Hawaii, where it is called Japanese style. It traces its history to Japan, where it's known as kagigori, and dates back to the Heian period. Shave ice enjoyed worldwide popularity after Japanese plantation workers immigrated to Hawaiian Islands and took their traditional dessert with them, creating a shave ice from large blocks of ice and using Japanese swords, which were family heirlooms. In 1934, New Orleans inventor Ernest Hansen designed an ice block shaver that became a local variation known as the snowball. There you go. Snow ice cream, milk, water, sugar, and fruit frozen and then shaved and served in cones is popular in Taiwan and Indonesia and making inroads into the United States. So there you go. Oh, I wonder if she's from Hawaii. I guess we'll not know unless she tells us. There we go. Shave ice, they have little machines. One, the electric one costs $250. The electric, they have one for $250. They also have one for $28. Then they have the syrups. There you go. Now we know.
Hmm.
Learn something new every day here.
Yeah. Wendy says corn on the cob.
Can't argue with that at all.
Genevieve says, I put in the blender frozen grape juice and ice cubes, mix till smooth, then pour into little plastic cups and into the freezer to enjoy whenever I want.
All right, so what's she got? Grape juice and ice?
Frozen grape juice and ice cubes.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good to me. I've done that with strawberries. When I want to buy too many strawberries. And before I can eat them all, they get that kind of fun little thing. So I freeze them, and then I put them in smoothies.
Hmm. Sushma says pistachios ice cream.
Yeah, pistachio ice cream. But you could do that any time of year. The question is, this is where people part company, where wars have started. Is it green or is it just pistachio color? Because pistachio nuts are not green. They're also not red. So the question is, do you have the green ice cream or just the sort of beige? It's not even beige. It's kind of like off-white. Inquiring minds want to know.
I have no idea. Evelyn says cold draft beer.
Well, we're down to basics now, I think. There we go.
Karen says ice cream, and a close second is watermelon.
Well, what about watermelon ice cream? I've never actually had watermelon ice cream. There's watermelon sorbet.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Andy says, I don't have one because I eat the same things all seasons.
Well, what do you eat? Give us some hint. I mean, you know. It is getting more and more popular, though, to have a lot of these things that that we used to associate with summer. That there's sort of the advantage of a world economy, I suppose, is that you can eat like corn. The frozen corn is actually one of the things that freezes better than most things. And again, my plated.com sort of experience is that if you shave it, then you get the kernels, right? But if you grate it so that it's very fine, it basically, you can make a corn risotto, essentially. It works really well. I never would have thought about it. But it sort of turns out to be more of a pasty kind of, almost like coconut milk or something like that. It works really well. Who knew? I'm learning all these things. There you go.
Just a couple more here. Sherry says watermelon, and then Audrey says French fries under the bridge.
Under the bridge?
Yeah.
I assume means under the boardwalk kind of thing. It's like we should be humming with this or something, don't you think? There you go. Well, French fries, it's hard to think of French fries as a particular summer treat, but nevertheless.
Yeah.
You know, French fries are one of those things, believe it or not, that you can freeze and then microwave. And if you put them on a piece, either a paper plate or a piece of paper toweling, then a lot of the oil comes out of them. I like the crunchy ones, and they get really crunchy.
Yep.
So it actually, have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done that before. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and it gets rid of some of the, I mean, look, let's face it, the oil is probably some of it's baked in, but some of it is there on the plate and on the napkin, so it's not in your stomach or your arteries.
Right.
Alrighty. So are we finished with our summer treats?
We are.
Well, yay. So go and have some watermelon or ice cream, or tell Trevor we can talk about him. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.